The final rites are the actual disengaging of the luminous body from the physical body. I remember when my father was passing, my mother asked me if I would spend the night with him so that she could get a night of rest. And my father was going in and out of a coma. And in the middle of the night, he has his back turned to me, and I wonder if he perhaps is ready to go. And I began by disengaging the heart chakra, turning it counterclockwise, waiting for a few minutes, and then going down to the third chakra and spinning it counterclockwise. At that moment, my father bolted upright and said, "Alberto, I could almost not come back. They didn't want me to come back. They didn't want to let me go." And then fell back into a heavy sleep. I immediately rewound his chakras. He was not yet ready to go. Several days later, when he made his final crossing, I was able to be by his bedside and unwind his chakras, beginning with the heart, turning it counterclockwise, and then going down to the third chakra, turning it counterclockwise, starting at the heart again, spinning it counterclockwise, back to the third counterclockwise, and up to the fifth chakra, to the throat counterclockwise, waiting a few moments, and then starting again from the heart to the third, to the fifth, and down to the second. And what we're doing is we're laying out the path of a great spiral. Remember that the heart chakra is the sun in a solar system around which all of the chakras constellate. When we do the final rites, we disengage the chakras beginning at the heart and then in a spiral form, going down to the third, to the fifth, to the second, to the sixth, to the first, and finally to the seventh, so that our loved one departs from the uppermost chakra in the body, from the top of the head. So during the death rites, we do the great disengaging. Spin all the chakras counterclockwise, as if your loved one's body were the face of a clock and your hands are the hands of a clock, counterclockwise. And then after all seven chakras have been unwound, we go to the feet and nudge the luminous body from the base of the feet with our intent. Give it a little bit of a push, and that will nudge the luminous body out. Frequently, the luminous body will pop out by itself after the three or four chakras are disengaged. It'll be set free. When my father passed, my mother and my sister were crying, were in tears. We were in a hospital room. And as soon as his luminous body became free, that room turned into a cathedral. It was as if the ceiling lifted 300 feet, became so spacious. The doorways between the world had opened. My mother and my sister went from crying to a deep quiet. We all held hands and we felt my father's presence in the room, saying to us, "Thank you. Thank you for setting me free. I am free." And then I went and I sealed the chakras, making a sign of the cross over each one of the chakras so that the luminous body could not come back into a decaying physical body that is no longer its home. And my father was free. There was a sense of peace and of love and of serenity that came over all of us. And he was free.